Welcome to episode 753 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Proverbs 16 verse 18, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. In a world freshly repopulated after the great flood, there existed a singular language and a united people. As humanity began to increase, they embarked on a mass migration eastward and settled in a land called Shinar, believed to be in present-day southern Iraq. Their unity, combined with advancements in technology, like the creation of bricks and mortar, emboldened them. Instead of scattered settlements, they yearned for a grand city with a tower that reached the heavens. This wasn't just about constructing a building, but making a name for themselves. Their ambition was fueled by a combination of pride, fear of being scattered, and perhaps a desire to rival God's authority. They proclaimed, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth." God observed their endeavors and recognized that their unified language and actions made them capable of nearly anything they imagined. However, the tower's construction wasn't merely an architectural endeavor. It was a manifestation of human pride, arrogance, and an attempt to ascend to the domain of the divine. In response, God confounded their language. Suddenly, the once unified workers found themselves unable to communicate. A request for bricks might have been met with a bucket of water. Their grand project turned to chaos. The people, now divided by linguistic barriers, ceased their work on the tower and were dispersed across the earth, forming the foundation for the world's many nations and languages. The city was subsequently named Babel, which in Hebrew sounds similar to the word for confused. The Tower of Babel remains a powerful testament to the dangers of unchecked pride and the limits of human ambition. It also illustrates that, no matter how advanced or united humanity might become, there are realms and heights that remain firmly in the domain of the divine. Proverbs 18 verse 12, before a downfall the heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. Could Solomon have been thinking about stories like the tale of the Tower of Babel when he penned words suggesting that pride is a precursor to downfall? In the 5th century BCE, the Greek world was dominated by two main powers, the military state of Sparta and the democratic city of Athens. After their combined forces achieved victory against the Persians in the Greco-Persian Wars, tensions grew as each state sought to expand its influence and power over other city-states in Greece. Athens, under the leadership of Pericles, was experiencing its golden age. The city was flush with wealth from its vast maritime empire, and it used this prosperity to embark on ambitious construction projects, including the Parthenon. The Athenian democracy was a beacon of culture, philosophy, and art. This rapid growth and flourishing of culture and military power led to a swell of Athenian pride. Athens, confident in its naval strength and cultural superiority, began to exert its influence aggressively over other city-states, forcing many into the Delian League, an alliance that was initially formed against Persia, but soon became an Athenian empire in all but name. The funds of the Delian League, instead of being used solely for defense, were used by Pericles to beautify Athens, further igniting the envy and distrust of other city-states. Sparta, on the other hand, saw the rising power and pride of Athens as a direct threat to its own dominance and the Peloponnesian League it led. The differing political systems, oligarchic Sparta versus democratic Athens, along with economic and cultural differences, further exacerbated tensions. When conflict broke out between allies of Sparta and allies of Athens, it set the stage for a broader war. The historian Thucydides, who chronicled the Peloponnesian War, believed that the underlying cause of the war was the growing power of Athens and the fear it instilled in Sparta. But beneath this geopolitical rationale was a potent mix of pride, ambition, and mistrust. The war, which spanned almost three decades, was devastating. It saw betrayals, massacres, plagues, and vast shifts in power. Both sides committed atrocities, driven by the belief in their own righteousness and the demonization of the enemy. Ultimately, Athens suffered a crushing defeat. Its walls were torn down, its navy was destroyed, and its empire was dismantled. The pride and ambition that had driven it to such great heights were also the seeds of its downfall. This episode, from ancient history, serves as a vivid reminder of how unchecked pride, especially when mixed with political power, can lead to widespread suffering and conflict. The Peloponnesian War occurred hundreds of years after Solomon. However, the principles of Proverbs still hold. Proverbs 29 verse 23, "Pride brings a person low, but the lowly in spirit gain honor." The consistent message is that pride leads to a downfall, while a humble spirit, or attitude, results in honor. Proverbs 11 verse 2, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom." Nebuchadnezzar was the most powerful monarch of his time, having built Babylon into an unmatched empire in the ancient Near East. His reign saw the construction of the Hanging Gardens, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. However, Nebuchadnezzar's vast accomplishments gave rise to immense pride. As recorded in Daniel chapter 4 in the Bible, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream that troubled him deeply. Daniel, an Israelite living in the Babylonian court, interpreted the dream for him. The dream foreshadowed that Nebuchadnezzar would be driven away from his kingdom and live with wild animals, eating grass like an ox, until he recognized the sovereignty of God over the kingdoms of men. Despite this warning, Nebuchadnezzar, a year later, while walking on the roof of his palace in Babylon, boasted, "Is not this great Babylon, which I have built by my mighty power, as a royal residence and for the glory of my majesty?" Almost immediately after his boast, a voice from heaven declared that the kingdom was taken from him. True to the dream, Nebuchadnezzar was driven from his people and ate grass like an ox, his body drenched with dew. He lived in this humbled state until he acknowledged the Most High God's dominion over all kingdoms on earth. Eventually, Nebuchadnezzar's sanity was restored, and he praised and worshiped God, proclaiming his eternal reign. He declared, "Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of Heaven, because everything he does is right, and all his ways are just. And those who walk in pride, he is able to humble." Nebuchadnezzar's pride led to his disgrace and downfall, but when he humbled himself, acknowledging God's sovereignty, he regained his wisdom and position. The narrative serves as a stark reminder of the dangers of unchecked pride and the wisdom that accompanies humility. In multiple instances, Jesus teaches that true greatness comes from being humble and serving others. He says, "Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Jesus models humility by washing his disciples' feet, an act typically performed by the lowest servants. Through this act, he teaches his followers to serve one another in humility. Jesus warns against religious leaders who seek praise, respect, and honor from people. They desire prominent seats and titles, but their hearts are far from true righteousness. Proverbs 13 verse 10, "Where there is strife, there is pride, but wisdom is found in those who take advice." This verse suggests that pride is a source of conflict. Conversely, those who are humble enough to accept advice exhibit wisdom. Father, we come before you, recognizing the pitfalls of pride and the beauty of humility. Guide our hearts away from the dangers of arrogance and draw us nearer to a spirit of service and humility as exemplified by Jesus. Help us to always seek your wisdom over human accolades and to prioritize your glory above our own. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.